No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Midday. Boom. It's a Wednesday. But not just any Wednesday. Not just any Wednesday at all. It's a rather special Wednesday. It's Huskers Football Eve Wednesday. It's one more sleep. It's one more sleep. We get football. We get all the football. The most important football. Husker football. Tomorrow. Did I say Husker football? I said Husker football. I did. I said Husker football. And I meant Husker football. I'm all about Husker football right now. Bravo. Well done. The Sartor Hamann text line, 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can, and you should. You can download the Ticket app. Please find it. Take us with it. It's football season. It's Husker football season. You need the app. You need the app. You absolutely need the app. In full. Lots of programming. We're making some interesting decisions behind the scene, Bach. That deciding which college games and pro games to cover. What are we going to carry? What are we not going to carry? Interesting that in some of these cases, you know, meaningful Big Ten games will be on the ticket. Of course, the NFL. Thursday night football, NFL. Sunday night football, NFL. Monday night football, NFL. Sunday day and afternoon football, NFL. Going to do that. And then, you know, our friends from Westwood One hooking us up, Bach. You can follow on all the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961 to do what needs to be done. Bach, sir, Harrison and I have been having some late night conversations, and I don't know if you've tracked any of it, but we've landed on confidence and comfort as the measuring sticks for how you feel about Husker football. Confidence, your confidence in Husker football, and your comfort. And they're not always the same. What you believe to be true versus what you know to be true. And I'm not sure what the tie-in is, Bach, that we can believe we know who this Husker football team is. We can believe we know who the Cincinnati Bearcats are. But do we know? What do we know, Bach?
I'm not confident we know a whole lot more than what we think we know, right?
Right, like I try to not be the negative Nell. And say, that nobody knows what's happening, but quite frankly, nobody knows what's happening. If somebody tells you, hey, we're going to be 10-2, you have no idea. I have no idea. Like, well, I project that they're... What are you projecting? What are you projecting?
That's why, like, even like asking a coach, because, you know, like, you would think that they wouldn't, they have to know far more than anybody else. Like, they would know, but they don't even know, right? They're trying to figure out who their team is, and part of all that, you know, tomorrow.
Bach, there, as a high school coach, I can tell you, there is no lower level of confidence than right before kickoff, especially of game one. Because to this point, I always say that training camp is like is like two best friends playing in the backyard. You want to win, but if you don't, right? That your best friend's not going to pummel you to the point where you're blind. Like, your best friend, if you're sparring, he's not trying to bloody your lip and break your nose, right?
Yeah.
And that's just how it works. That's what practice is. It's literally people who live together, train together, study together, practicing. And then you go out of the, you open the gate to your backyard, and you go to, it's one thing to go to your neighbor's house. You're going to the opposite side of town to somebody that doesn't know you and doesn't love you. And all the stuff you've been practicing, you feel pretty good. Like, you feel good because your best friend made you feel pretty good. Yeah, Bach, you're ready. You're ready, Bach. You're ready. But Bach, you go, you get in the car and you drive, and guess who's waiting for you? Jay Foreman. Mm. Anthony Smith's waiting for you. Same confidence level.
I know, I feel like Houston Christian in a couple weeks.
Right? Like, I right? Because your best friend's your best friend. He literally told, like, listen, y'all work really hard. You work really hard. You're both sweating and you both put in work and you lean on each other and you go, man, that was some good fighting. That was some good work right there. Your friend knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths, right? He looks out for you. But Anthony Lionheart Smith gets you in the eye, and you go, he's not trying to be your best friend. Cincinnati's not trying to be your best friend. Cincinnati has some things to worry about. Matt Rhule's in year three. This is the year, right, where it starts. This is where it has to turn, right? You want it to turn. But Coach Satterfield over Cincinnati's fighting for his job. He's on a red-hot smoking seat. He's on a red-hot seat. So guess what? He needs to win to keep his job. And there's that thing. John Thompson used to talk about it. There are two types of people fighting on a cliff. There's the people who fight like they're at the bottom of the cliff. There's a mattress. So if you get pushed off the mattress, something will break the fall. Then there are people to fight like, nope, there's no mattress. I cannot get knocked off this cliff. I cannot accept a loss. A loss is fatal. A loss is everything. Cincinnati, amen. Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose, right? Not expected to win, but he's fighting for his job. And they're trying to build a legacy. So I'm not sure. Bach? If I ask you what your confidence, let's do the 1 through 1 to 10. What is your confidence level that Nebraska wins tomorrow?
Out of a 10, I'd probably say a 6. Good place to start.
What is your comfort level in them winning?
maybe a little lower. Maybe a 5. I don't know.
I don't. That's just it, right? That, and you're okay. Either way, I think that logically, when dealing with the unknown versus the known, if this is week 5, we have 4 weeks of resume and data. We don't have data. We don't have data. You have, we don't have all the data. We have some data. So some things were disclosed last night that, okay, so that Cincinnati, defensively, they love running zone defense. That they have, that last year, and this is last year, that Cincinnati ran man cover on fewer accumulated plays than any program in Division I football. That there were 90-plus plays where they ran man coverage. The rest of the time, they ran zone. They run a 3-3-5, and there are variations and tricks to it. But 90-plus plays, under 100 plays where they ran man coverage. Why is that important? Because of all the quarterbacks in the country last year, all of them, in the top 10 of quarterbacks in completion against zone coverages, Dylan Raiola is in the top 10 in the country against zone defenses last year. Top 10. There's some data. Now, then you have to ask some other things. Will he be protected at a high level this year versus last year? So you have to ask the next question. Is the offensive line better this year than they were last year? We don't know. We don't know yet. We hope, but we don't know. We don't know because we've never seen this offensive line against live fire. We've never. They've been in the backyard practicing with their friends and their brothers, but we don't know. We don't know.
I don't even know who's starting that day.
Right. But we can ask, do we think, what is our confidence level that the offensive line will better pass protect for Dylan Raiola this year than last year? And then you have to look at sack numbers, pressures, all of those things, right? And we know that we have data that a year ago, Dylan was almost as good as anybody in the country against zone defense. Does that mean those numbers will match this year? Because if we're projecting data forward, we project forward 13 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. We would not be very confident or comfortable if Dylan Raiola throws 11 picks this year. Because the data would say that there's no progression. But we can also push and hope that against the zone defense, a predominant zone defense, that Dylan will have greater success because he can. Then you ask, what is your confidence that the receiver group will be more talented and more productive than it was a year ago? Bach?
I'm pretty confident in that, although I think we were pretty confident about the receiving group going into last year. So, I mean, that's where you kind of stand there. But I think Dane Key, a little bit more proven. Jamal Banks is pretty darn proven when he's coming in, though, too. So we'll see. I mean, you hope that the depth gets obviously better. I think the biggest thing is that obviously the new wide receiver coach and offensive coordinator where Dana Holgorsen came in, we all remember. Last year when he did come in and say, you know, here are the specific things that need to get better at wide receiver, downfield blocking, breaking off man coverage. They identified it, acknowledged it. And so, you know, that's what they're working on all offseason. And I feel like the talent of that room is probably stepped up a little bit with at least improving players and Isaiah Hunter a little bit, you know? So we'll see. I mean, you got some young freshmen fighting for some time there too. It's been a while since Nebraska's developed a freshman into a senior wide receiver. That's going to be among the team's leads. So there's always that, but, I feel pretty confident about the receiving core. It's just a matter of what level is that? Are they a top 10 receiving core in the nation? They're top 20, top 30, you know, where do you kind of draw that line? And, that remains to be seen.
Are we comfortable? That the tight end position will be more productive than it was a year ago. Now, I'm data. Data is that Isaiah Nayor went to two NFL camps because of talent.
maybe not production, but talent, right? The two organizations said, of all the receivers available, we would like to look at and consider and calculate Isaiah Nayor. Thomas Fedoni, maybe not as productive while at Nebraska as wanted, but talented. He's an NFL talent. Are those, what is your confidence level or comfort in those groups, that those receiving groups will be better than they were a year ago with that data in hand?
Yeah, I mean, the tight end specifically, I agree with you. I mean, it's kind of a big loss in Fedoni. I think we found out a little bit more. John Bullock might have been a bigger loss than we initially thought on the opposite side. You know, in Fedoni, I think many expected to make the team, but it was a given. He had to go out there and fight for it, and he did. He proved he's an NFL player. So, you know, are there still a few of those guys on the roster, you know, at tight end, hopefully down the line? But, you know, that's more of the hopefully. We'll see if Lindenmeyer can take that step up. Obviously, you feel like there's a big ceiling for the guys behind him and Heinrich Harburg and Carter Nelson. So I feel really good about the tight end room, but it's all projections. It's all, you know, because your starter this year was third team last year. So, you know, that
data
says that it would probably take a step down, but we do know there's potential in that room.
Data says that, and the text line has already spoken to it, a different leader in the receiving room. Greater comfort, greater confidence than a year ago, Bach? Yes or no?
With the leader, yes.
Because what it also says, what that data says, is that we accepted some less than things a year ago. And you have to know why. Why was that accepted? If there was a better, if the wrong standard of leadership in a group was acceptable, why? And then what changes were made and why? But Bach, if we knew a year ago, like this wasn't, you didn't just come to this decision yesterday. You watched the group last year. Your confidence level wasn't high. What is your confidence level in the running back room, Buck?
Again, very interesting there. Last year, you kind of felt like you had, you know, going into the year, Dowdell and Emmett Johnson, Ramir, obviously everybody fighting for spots. Maybe a little bit more as far as returning production or belief, you know, throughout all of them. But I think throughout it, we saw Emmett step up. I think that most people feel pretty good about him as a starting running back in the Big Ten. Now, the backups are interesting. That's where you kind of have the question marks. But I'm excited to see him. Mekhi Nelson, we've heard from camps, has done well, you know, has a burst. Mosey, of course, a new addition to the team. It's always good to see, you know, a true freshman that's able to force his way on the field. Say, I'm pretty undeniable. You're going to want to give me the ball in space. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. But at the same time, when I say that, just because we haven't seen those guys, you're always an injury away. 2 years ago, Nebraska played Louisiana Tech and lost. I think it was the La Tech game. Could be wrong. They lost two of their starting running backs or their two top running backs. If that happens again this year, well, then all of a sudden, I'm not too confident about the running back position.
What's the American Pie movie? Confidence level high. Confidence level? Oh, no. It's your confidence level based on what you know. And we'll get to the text line because there's some really interesting stuff in there. But what we're getting, 600 yards rushing is the standard that we're working from. That's data. That's what Emmett put up, 600 rushing yards. Confidence in that versus comfort. Give me a number, 1 to 10. give me.
All these, all this is part of the comfort levels is kind of goes back to the stings of the Husker past.
You really can't get past the trauma. No. You can't get past the trauma.
Every time we believe in a running back, the next year it doesn't quite turn out that way. But, you know, to Emmitt's point, credit though, too, which I think Husker fans maybe under kind of thinking that a little bit. Tylee Walker coming in from Wisconsin over there at Cincinnati ran for 800 yards. So maybe, you know, data again there would show he ran for more than Emmitt Johnson. You know, obviously, we know Emmitt also heavily involved in the passing game. So, you know, all purpose yardage is going to have to be included in there as well. And didn't play. I mean, I think he got a combined one snap in two games last year. Didn't get a snap against Illinois. So there's always some kind of context of the data there, too. But it's you know, along with that new offensive line, it's a question. I mean, I have confidence, but it's not over the moon. That's why a lot of people, they look at this 6.5-point spread and they say should be more. I think Nebraska would win by one or two touchdowns. I say I'd be more comfortable at 3, 4.5.
I think comfortable Nebraska if it was favored. A half a point.
Yeah, I think it's closer to a 50-50 game.
Hey, because we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know them, and we don't know Nebraska. We don't know Cincinnati. Why? Returning. We have the data of the returning coaches. We have the data of the returning players. Couple things and why I brought up the running back room and where in the place of what's happening. Jonah Coleman, 1,000 yards plus last year returning. Darius Taylor, 986 yards returning. Nicholas Singleton, Kyle Monongai, Katron Allen, Travion. If we said that Penn State has 2,000 yard rushers return potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put them? Where would you say, who are the people that we feel like we compare to based on data? Based on data. Is Emmitt top third Big Ten runner? Middle third Big Ten runner? Sir?
Well, you've got the data in front of you. So you might know. I was trying to click on it. I would probably say... Again, it's frustrating because he didn't get as many carries as he should have at certain times last year. You know, six, that's probably middle third.
Mm-hmm. That if the returning playmakers, if you talk about Taylor, you talk about Coleman, you talk about Penn State, in full Ohio State, you always give some credit for Minnesota, Michigan, you always give some credit for, right? And then if you look at the preseason all Big Ten predictions, and that's what they are. They're predictions, right? There's no gospel to it, right? There's no gospel to it. Preseason all Big Ten doesn't always correlate to postseason Big Ten. But again, we ask the question, Bach, the quarterback room, the quarterback position, quarterback room, confidence level, Bach.
There's the question, isn't it? That's, I think, a lot of this with the offense that they've kind of set up, the tools that they've went out and got to surround Dylan Raiola is the question of kind of the ceiling of the team is how much can he improve? And it's all been handed to him, right? I mean, it feels like the state of Nebraska is anxiously waiting to see what he can bring to the table. I have confidence that he's going to be able to progress. This is usually when you will see it from freshman to sophomore year, not always the case, but yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, probably that's where a lot of the hope lies for Nebraska. So I'd probably say about confidence about, you know, an 8 that he's going to take that step forward.
And in the entire quarterback room.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, I don't think Nebraska's unlike many. It's tough to keep a solid backup quarterback these days because somebody in the NIL will give you some NIL to come start for them wherever, regardless of where you are. So it's not all that high. I mean, I think TJ Lateef would be taking his first college snap when he does. And obviously from beyond that, Gramstad, in there solid, but not, I mean, I confidence would be next to none. I mean, I don't necessarily know.
We don't know
anything about it.
We don't know.
At this level.
And the reality is we don't know what we don't know. Like that's how the next step is. So much of this, of what's going to happen tomorrow, we don't know. And we don't know what we don't know. There's some things we believe to be true. That if we're relying on how many carries ideally would you want for Emmett Johnson end of game tomorrow? Bach, what's that number?
I would say touches 20. Carries maybe 16, 17.
Right, and we don't know. We don't know if that's a game plan. We haven't been told. We haven't seen it. We don't know what it looks like. Right? Who are you going to run behind? Who's your win? Simple and Jake asked the question this morning to Sean Callan that who's the best offensive lineman? Matter of fact, who's the most talented player on the Huskers? And Sean Callahan's answer may have stunned some folks, but he said Elijah Pritchett, who may or may not be in the lineup or playing. We don't. What we know versus what we don't know, we don't know. Right? There's some depth to this, Bach. Confidence level, special teams. I know. Isn't that the one where you really have to reprocess? Like you have to really reboot your system, your emotional system, and go, oh boy.
If the basics can be done, I think they've got the personnel. I mean, you think Barney is a returner. Kunanen came in. I would be comfortable with John Hull. So if Kunanen won that job, then it might, be right there. Your kick returners, I think you got some talent. You went out and got a long snapper. So I think
you said all could else, be four times. You said that really I. That really is where we land. Like, this could be a spectacular season. This could be a wonderful thing. This could be a great victory and the beginning of something spectacular. This could also be a train wreck. This could be, why? Which one do we know more of in recent history?
I've seen a few train wrecks.
We are familiar. We're familiar with the tracks. We're familiar with the traffic lights. Like, we're familiar with the distractions, right? Because it was like, hey, how did we not know that the timing was off for that four-way traffic light? How did we miss that? That's a bad visual. Like, that's not even – oh, we forgot to analyze that guy's just a terrible driver and he's going to ruin it for everybody. We forgot all of that. We're going to get to all the texts when we come back. Bach, we got to pay some bills. We'll do that. You have a read for us for the first hour of this, and then we will get to your text because there are some texts, and you have 4 minutes to get your text into the text feed, 402-464-5685, Bach DP one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bob, we can like this again.
We can light this again. We can light this song again.
He's a good guy.
Bravo. Bravo. Oh, America. America. We can like John Cena again. Well done. Well done. Bach. Pay them bills. Bach, what do we got?
Yeah, this hour is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication service since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Hamilton! Hamilton!
They just spell it out like they did in the play. They can spell it out. By confidence level! Confidence level. What is your confidence level and your comfort? Your comfort. Your belief level is not always the same as your confidence level. Belief is how you feel. Confidence is what you're willing to bet your reputation and credibility to. Your comfort is your heart telling you, bruh, bruh. Because if you're going to shout from the rooftops, here's the result. This is my name, and this is my value, and this is my worth. This is my word. What are you willing to put your word on, Bach? That's when you get to the good stuff. Don't tell me what you think's going to happen. Tell me what you're willing to bet your reputation on. Right? And how many people over the last 5 years would have zero reputation? Right? Other than Wet Blanket. I think Wet Blanket's the other. Like, he's the reigning, defending king of being as close to possible in comfort and discomfort. Right? Being able to explain them all and telling you, there's reasons why I don't think this is going to be an 8 or 9 win Husker team. I don't know. It's my hope. It is my hope that this is in the 10, 11 win bracket. Because there are things, there's some data that lines up for that to happen. There's some data. Some of it is far-reaching data. Some of it is also a reach. It's a reach. Because if you're saying you think Nebraska's going to win, you're reaching. Because that's not the neighborhood they've been in. That's not the reality that we know. But the reach says, I can see how this happens. I can see how this happens. I can see how if foot put to fire, you asked me to describe how Nebraska beat Penn State, there's some data that falls in line with that. There's more data that says, we could, if you put feet to fire, you could figure out and accumulate data that says Nebraska beats Minnesota, beats Michigan in week 4. If required, if you put feet to fire, I can find data that tells you Nebraska beats Cincinnati by 20, or that it goes the entire opposite direction. Your reputation is built on what you say will happen tomorrow. So then we ask the text line, what are you willing to put your name to? Bach, what are you willing? Listen, here's the clip, right? Bach says, for the world to hear, here's the result. Nebraska, Cincinnati. Your entire reputation for the rest of the football season will be based on what you say about Nebraska Cincinnati in full. Bach, are you willing to do that? I am not, sir. I am not. Like, let's be clear. There is zero chance I'm betting my entire professional reputation on a bunch of teenagers and 20-year-olds that I haven't been connected to and don't know what they're doing, or the adults in their charge. I will certainly engage and accept other people doing it. As a matter of fact, hey, this is why reality TV works, is that I can ask people, hey, are you willing to do a thing? I wouldn't do it, but good on you, Bach. Bach, are you willing? What are you willing to say?
I'm willing to say we're all going to have a whole lot of fun. I can't wait for Husker football season to be here.
Now, right. Like
those sort of statements, though, yeah.
Right. And I'm willing to open this to the text line. That what are you as a texter, as a listener, as a Husker fan, or not a Husker fan, what are you willing to pin to your name and reputation when it comes to knowledge of Nebraska football or football in general? What are you willing to pin to your name as your statement that, hey, this is my statement and I'm sticking to it? 10 toes down, standing on Husker business, Bach. We're giving texters an opportunity to stand on Husker business. Stand on their Husker business. If not, I understand. Let's read some of these. Hayden says, I'm thinking the same number as far as wins go, but I didn't want to be the only one to say it. Like, I don't know what that number. Brian says, well, listen to that segment. Send me on an emotional roller coaster of excitement, but nervousness. Great information on Dillon versus zone defenses. That definitely gives me some cautious optimism, Brian. Hayden says 10 wins. He's standing on 10 win business. Adam says, my reputation is already shot. 12-0, baby. And here's the thing. I'm not sure there is a more true thing ever said. That in the end, it doesn't matter, right? People, fans are fanatics. You don't want to be taken seriously about it. You want to be fanatical about it. You want the greatest possible outcome available. And that changes based on the reality and the data. As of today, right now, we can send up the Husker bat signal that says, we want 12 wins. We want an undefeated season. And 12 wins isn't enough. You folks do realize 12 isn't enough, right? That Husker football could go 12-0, but if they don't win the 13th, the 12 didn't matter. But we know Husker fans.
I don't know. It's been a while. I think most people would be, we'd be pretty heavy with 12.
Okay. So dude, this is the whole question. Okay. But imagine the roller coaster ride, the emotional roller coaster ride that Nebraska goes to Kansas City and wins. And then they go on a run. They're 3-0. Michigan comes to town. They beat Michigan. Hype train. Choo choo. Kool-Aid Brigade in full. We are rolling. Hey, man. String together some wins. No letdowns. You don't lose the teams that you shouldn't lose to. If you beat Michigan, you should beat everybody in the next set of schedules. Choo-choo! Hype train in full. More coal. Put it in there. Let's get it moving. You go through. You knock off USC here in Lincoln. Oh, the national press is on fire. They come to town. ESPN comes to town. Fox Big comes to town. ESPN comes to town. Everybody comes to town. You know why? Huskers are undefeated, and it's a hype train. It's a happening. Kool-Aid Brigade. Whoop, whoop. Let's go. and then, Penn State. You go to Happy Valley. National TV. The world is watching. It is a primetime game. Everybody gets it. Millions upon millions, as Rock said. Millions and millions of football fans, college football fans, are watching the Huskers beat Penn State. Bah! Bananas! Bonkers! Bonkers! We're bonkers! We're bonkers here! Bonkers! We're crazy!
Confetti. We've gone mad!
Confetti! The mount's gone bad! Everybody is crazy. Cats and dogs sleeping together. Creighton and Husker sleeping together. We understand things. People are, there's a new reality. And then red and scarlet and cream confetti is falling from the sky just because from windows and high rises all over Lincoln and the state of Nebraska, confetti, red, scarlet and cream confetti. And then here comes Iowa, Black Friday. Perfection is in order. Perfection is within your grasp. There is no logic anymore. There is no perspective. It must be done. It must, perfection must be done. Give it to me. I'm like Batista. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. And then winning. And then Bach, Big Ten championship game. Back to undefeated Huskers, Big Ten championship game. Hey, Bach, they could lose that game and be okay. But can they? Can they, Bach?
Well, they'd still be in the playoffs.
Oh, but Bach, what's more important, Big Ten champions or being in the playoffs? Because if you're Big Ten champions, you're going to be in the playoffs too. Big Ten champions get a bye. You get a better opponent, more comfortable. Bach, you have to win the Big Ten champ. 13 wins are necessary. It's the only acceptable thing. 13 wins, we must have 13 wins. 13, 13 wins. Listen. Confetti from the sky. The steaks are better, right? The drinks are flowing, right? Every bar is full. The hotels are packed. Businesses, bosses are kinder. Your significant others like you more. your kids are better behaved, right? Your bank account is fuller, right? Everything's better. The world is great. It's great. Big Ten champion, undefeated Nebraska Huskers. Is that good enough? Will that send the masses happily home? Bach, you have to win in the tournament. You have to win in the playoffs. You have to win in the playoffs, Bach, because you're favored. You're the Big Ten champions. You're the undefeated Big Ten champions. You're favored in the playoffs. You have to win. You have to win. Do it for the kids. You have to win, Bach. 14 wins. 14-0. 14 wins. 14 wins for the Huskers. Is that enough? Is that enough? No! Because you're favored again in the next playoff game. You're favored. You're expected to win. The expectation changes. The confidence level changes. The comfort level changes. Everything. The food is better. Bach, we need to win. We must win. We must win.
It's quite a ride we just went on there.
We must win. And still there would have to be one more win, because we know what it felt like when the last one wasn't. We know what it felt like to not win the conference championship game. We know what it was like to be favored and not win. Bach, 12 wins isn't enough. It's not enough. But that's part of the joy. Because there's data, we can reach and find data that says it's possible. Because it is. It's possible. Ask TCU a couple years ago if it was possible to get to the championship game. Ask Arizona State. Ask Indiana. Possible to be in the Big Ten championship game? Indiana? If we had this conversation a year ago, we all would have taken the bet that there's zero chance Indiana is as good as they are. We all would have taken the bet. Why? Because we have no idea. That's the joy of being Wednesday Eve, the day before football season. It's all possible the day before. We'll go to break. More one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. One Nation under a Husker groove. Getting down just for the end of it. Just for the Husker of it. It is Husker Football EU. And we're fanatical. We're crazy. We're insane. We've gone bonkers. The end on the side of helmets. We're nuts. We're nuts. We're all nuts. We're all nuts. We're horny for Husker wins. I saw that online, and I just went, oh, that shirt would be the top selling shirt, right? Like, I think that would be, would that be, Bach, you would wear that shirt.
I have to check with my family, make sure it's okay.
You that's hilarious. Honey, honey, got a question for you. Can I wear my horny for Husker win shirt? You can wear it around the house.
Yeah, that's right.
But not around our son. You can't wear it up. Can I wear it to take the trash out? No. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Can I wear it? Can I wear it on the stream? No.
No.
No. I won't put you in that situation, Bob. I my apologies for that. I won't do that to you. I apologize in advance for all the wives out there who are now going to have to be dealing with horny for Husker win shirts. we're gonna do the Kool-Aid Brigade shirts though. That has to happen. It's time in full for the Kool-Aid Brigade on our way to perfect season. And are we accepting anything less than a perfect season? Is that what we agreed on? Is that what we did we land on that, Bach? The perfection is the only acceptable answer. Undefeated national championship.
I'd still be pretty happy with a playoff appearance.
Big myself. Ten championship, Big yeah. Ten championship, yeah. Playoff appearance, winning, and then national championship because you're gonna have to beat Ohio State, because we're not going to face them during the year, right? We would have already beaten Penn State in Michigan, so they wouldn't pair us again. You wouldn't get them in the playoffs, right? So maybe Oregon. We'll have to beat Oregon. We'll have to beat some SEC team, hopefully Texas A&M. Right? Like, I mean, it's the perfect script, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to – so you beat Michigan, beat Penn State. Face either Oregon or Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, beat them, go to the playoffs, beat Texas A&M in the first round, right? Fair?
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M, Clemson, we'd rather beat.
We get a bye?
Do we want? Yeah, we get a bye.
We got our bye.
But do we want to get even with Florida State, Miami? Who do we want? Who do we owe? We owe Florida State, right?
That'd be nice to get Texas, I think.
Right. Oh, you want Texas?
Yeah.
You want Texas? Or do you want Texas in championship game?
Yeah, we can wait for Texas.
Right? We wait for Texas, but we get Oregon after the bye, right? Because Oregon will finish third in the Big Ten and behind Nebraska. So Nebraska would be the favorite, right? Maybe get Ohio State. One of the two, right? Right? And then Texas. You'd rather beat Texas than Texas A&M?
I still would, yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on. There's so much sauce in a college football win, Nebraska beating Texas A&M.
I mean, it'd be great. Don't get me wrong. I just don't.
Okay,
maybe I'm a little bit nicer to Trev than most.
Okay, but screw it. We're going to beat Texas A&M and Texas.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's we're going to be the kings of Texas.
There you go.
All right. We've got a clip for you that we'll play. We've got some bills to pay. We've got some Salt Dogs tickets to give away. We've got a gift card that we need to give away. We'll come up with all that, and we'll pay some more bills along the way. Cubsker, you're not wrong. He says, you're not wrong. More One-on-One, hour two coming up.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP.
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.